Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Aaron?
What's going on? We are back live again. It's Booze Dancing TV live on a Saturday night. How do you like that?
Yeah. Are we alive?
We're alive, but we're tired. That's us. We're always tired.
We're old men.
We are old men.
So this is the What We Watch When We Drink podcast?
Correct. But this is the One Show, One Drink subsidiary thereof, because we're only doing one show and one drink.
Exactly. Before we get to that, shall we roll the intro?
Roll the intro.
Welcome to One Show, One Drink, part of the What We Watch When We Drink podcast from the Booze Dancing Entertainment Network, where we take one show or film and pair it with one boozy beverage. If you enjoy this show, please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Audible, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. You can also find us on boozedancing.com, and if you have any questions, comments, show or drink suggestions, email us at boozedancing@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, we're back.
Welcome to semi-professionalism.
Well, you know, we don't pay much, so that's a problem.
I don't think we pay anything. That might be the problem.
Well, that would not be much. That would be the essence of not much.
Exactly. So how are you?
We are good. We are good. We are live again. The Booze Dancing Entertainment Network is live. We've been doing a couple live lately. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't know.
Yeah. You know. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Where else are we? Boozedancing.com.
And yes, on the blog. Always on the blog.
It's on the blog. It's on the website. This is part of the What We Watch When We Drink podcast, your unofficial podcast of record of the NBA draft, which is this coming Thursday.
Oh, and by the way, congrats to the Golden State Warriors.
Congrats to the Golden State Warriors. Their fourth championship in 8 years, I believe, or 10 years. Bit of a dynasty. It's pretty amazing. And they're fun to watch. And since I'm a Laker fan, I'm very happy because they beat the dreaded Boston Celtics. So,
well, I get you. I'm a Sixers guy. So same thing.
Yeah.
We have the same nemesis.
We're going to turn this little disaster that we call, what do we call this? Live show into a one show, one drink podcast. So you can download it at your leisure at another date. And yeah, it's going to be fun tonight. We have a good movie to watch and we have a good whiskey to drink. Now, and by the way, we get lots of cards and letters. Uh-huh. And our vast listening and watching audience in these cards and letters, there's just one thing they always talk about.
Yes.
They always want more content, and they specifically want more sports related content. Now, they don't go into a lot of detail because, you know, it's hard. Well, they might, but it's hard to read through the crayon. But, you know, they want more sports. So tonight we're going to give that to them. We are going to talk a little bit of sports with our movie du jour. And it is
Hustle, which was recently released on Netflix starring Adam Sandler and Juancho Hernan Gomez. They are the stars. It also has Queen Latifah, Ben Foster, and a host of NBA stars.
And produced in part by LeBron James and Maverick Carter's production company. There's a basketball NBA thread running through a basketball NBA thread movie from all angles.
And here's the beauty of it. A lot of it's filmed in Philadelphia.
It's a Philadelphia-based story, and it's a Philadelphia shot story.
But before we get into all that detail, what are we drinking?
We are drinking a collaborative effort single cask whiskey from the Single Cask Nation folks and also the Water of Life Film folks.
Yes.
And this is their... what is it actually called? Is it called Wolf Island?
I'm on a liquor store website in San Francisco, and they call it Single Cask Nation, the Water of Life Whiskey.
Yeah, and I think the short-term nickname is Wolf Island, W-O-L-F, Water of Life, and it's an island whiskey. So I think that's undisclosed island distillery. So that's how they came up with the nickname.
It says this whiskey was produced from 6 casks, most being comprised of a 9-year cask and a 1 7-year cask, 5 of them being unpeated and 1 of them being lightly peated. All 6 casks were aged in first fill bourbon barrels at the distillery.
And we don't know, it's undisclosed, we don't know the distillery. There are a lot of islands off the coast of Scotland, so it could be in a number of different places. Not an Isla. I think we can pretty much safely assume it's not an Isla.
I mean, it could be Jura. It could be where's Tobermory? Mull.
Talisker, Mull. Yeah, it could be.
It could be the Isle of Skye. It could be anything.
What's the one in the north where Highland Park is? Orkney.
Oh yeah, Orkney.
Yep. So yeah, we don't know exactly. And we should say that the producers of the Water of Life film documentary which was a kind of a love story to Scotland and Scotch whiskey making, which came out a couple years ago, early in the pandemic. Producers are friends of our podcast. They've been on, Greg Schwartz and Brittany Curran. And there's an Eastern Pennsylvania connection because Greg is from Eastern Pennsylvania as well.
Yeah, I believe he grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
So there's a whole weird connection with a lot of things going on here tonight, right?
Now, we tried this. Well, you have a bottle, but we tried this with Elijah from Single Cast Nation. We tried it with him when we did a live stream a few months back. So we tried this and a couple others.
Yep. So we're going to deep dive into it a little bit tonight.
And I thought we should revisit it because I think it's worthy.
Yes, I think it's worthy as well. All right, I'm going to pop cork. There we go. That wasn't going to pop much, but there we go.
It's got that glass stopper, doesn't it?
It does. This one actually isn't the best.
So you don't get the pop?
Nah, not much pop.
All right, I'm going to pour.
All right.
And then we'll do a little cheers.
A cheers.
Oh, and you know what? Tomorrow's Father's Day.
Oh, and look at this connection.
Talk to me.
I know we only have one movie tonight, but we're going to talk about two a little bit. The Water of Life film, which has just been released on PBS, it's going to be shown tomorrow for Father's Day in certain markets on PBS.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very nice.
I noticed that it was playing at our local affiliate here last night, so I DVR'd it.
Oh, very good. It's a really good movie. Highly recommend it.
And it's beautiful to watch, too.
Yep.
It's thirst-inducing.
Clink, clink.
Cheers. There you go.
Better.
So cheers to you. Cheers to all the happy fathers out there.
Cheers. Happy Father's Day. And let's play with this one for a while.
By the way, you know what really makes dads happy?
Whiskey?
Whiskey.
That's right. Moms out there, kids out there, don't buy socks.
Nope. Keep them drunk.
No tools, no ties, no socks, no Apple card, iTunes cards. Get them whiskey.
Yes. So none of that stuff, buy dad whiskey, period.
Buy dad whiskey.
Or whatever, you know, spirit he likes, you know, buy him a beer, whatever. Keep dad hydrated. That's the important thing.
Keep dad hydrated with spirits. It's been a while since I've had this myself.
Oh, it's very nice. It smells great.
Yes, it does.
Very lightly smoky.
I think you said there was one of the casks this came from was peated, lightly peated.
Right. It said it was six casks. Most of this whiskey is a 9-year-old cask and a 7-year-old cask, 5 of them being unpeated, and 1 of the 6 is peated, lightly peated.
So we're probably talking like 20 ppm. Nothing crazy, maybe no. Less. There's a hint of smoke on the nose. Not a lot.
It's like lightly sweet, too. It has like a light sweetness to it.
This is definitely does not feel like an Islay kind of peat. No. That's for sure. If there's anything in there.
See, I got to close this window because it has some like notes and I really don't want to know the notes because that's cheating. We don't cheat, do we? Yeah, we cheat. Sure, we cheat.
There's a bit of oatmeal.
I briefly scanned the notes and they said chocolatey and I'm getting that little bit of chocolate.
I don't get that.
A little bit of cocoa, maybe like a cocoa powder.
Maybe. I was going to say leather, actually.
You know, there's a little bit of fruit too, like green apple or pear.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of honey.
Oh, thanks.
Honey. Honeydew. Would you say this is 48 something?
Yeah, 48.8.
So it doesn't have a lot of A on the nose, if you know what I mean.
All right. All right. I'm going for a taste.
I'm going in. By the way, I'm using a Water of Life glass.
Mm.
Look at that. Isn't that fancy?
Look at you.
The movie was crowdsourced, and I was a crowdsourcer.
Right.
I wasn't a sorcerer.
You're more of a sorcerer.
I sorcerer, totally.
Yeah, you're totally into black magic and all that good stuff, right?
I'm a witch.
Not a witch. I'm your wife. Princess Bride, right?
Princess Bride. Indubitably.
Hmm. Oh, that's very nice. That's really nice. Little tiny bit oily. Not a lot.
Little hot on the first run.
Yep.
Hotter than I would have expected for 48. Little spice.
Mm-hmm.
Little salt going on. Little brininess, maybe.
It's very peppery. Very, very peppery. But is it pepper spicy? Or is it more like a cinnamon spicy? Or is it maybe a combination of the two?
I'd say more peppery to me. Cinnamon is not my favorite, so.
So no red hots for you?
No,
hot tamales?
I do like cinnamon, but not red hot cinnamon.
Okay.
All right. Round two here.
Mm. Ooh, it gets better the second time around. It gets like more fuller. It's not quite as hot. I get more of that fruit, you know, like a lightly spiced baked apple.
Definitely more hard fruits like apple, maybe even little pear.
Yep.
More oily. And all the whiskey nerds are going to hate this, but I'm going to say more rich. So screw them. And it's really smooth, too.
I was going to say, that's the next buzzword, right?
You can cancel your subscription to the podcast here if you don't like those words. F you.
You're angry tonight.
I am a little angry.
You're a little angry tonight.
I'm cranky.
Or maybe drink less. I don't know.
I'm itchy and scratchy.
You should see a doctor. It's really good. I like that. I've been trying to get a bottle. I just haven't been able to find it.
It was 6 casks, right? So it's a pretty big release.
Right.
It's not. So we're talking more than 1,000 bottles.
I mean, it's not super expensive. I mean, this website that I saw had like $99. And I think the price point was like $90 to $100, right?
Yeah, and I think I got mine at...
Kano?
No, I think I actually got it at High Times, and I want to say it was under 90.
By the way, that's an odd name for a liquor store.
Kano Wines?
No, High Times. Especially now with like everything being all, you know, CBD and...
Now everything's legal.
So. I guess. Do they have like an herb shop in the back?
Yeah, we need to do a show just about stores. But High Times is a pretty interesting place. I'm not a wine person, but it's one of the more amazing wine shops, I think, in Southern California. And they do some impressive wine tasting events there.
More importantly, future sponsor of the What We Watch When We Drink podcast?
We're hoping so, yes.
There you go.
So we've had our first sips of the Single Cask Nation Water of Life Single Malt. And now we're going to talk a little bit about a movie. Hustle, which just got released, what, 2 weeks ago? A week ago?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe it's been like 9-10 days. I think it was like last week.
On the Netflix, right?
The Netflix, yes.
Yes, on the Netflix, which
not is to be confused with the HBO Max or the Prime or the Apple. Correct. Or any of that.
And Netflix is still in business, although sinking rapidly, as we know.
That's what they claim.
So why don't you want to give a little roundup on what this thing is about?
I'll just give you the quick blurb because you really don't need to know much. I mean, it's a sports movie, right? A basketball scout discovers a phenomenal streetball player while in Spain and sees the prospect as his opportunity to get back into the NBA.
Boom. There you go.
So Adam Sandler plays, he was a college basketball player and he played for Temple University.
So he played for John Chaney.
Yeah, I guess he would have played for Chaney, right? Though they didn't mention Chaney at all.
They didn't. And so his teammate in college in the movie is played by
Kenny Smith.
Kenny Smith.
Or as they call him, Kenny the Jet.
Kenny the Jet, former NBA player. And you're going to hear that a lot, former NBA player tonight. And now on TNT's Inside the NBA. So, yeah. So he was a player that he became, wanted to get into coaching and became a scout. And became like the Dustin Hoffman of scouts, traveling on a salesman all over the world, looking for that diamond in the rough, logging thousands and thousands of miles, being away from his home, trying to find that guy that nobody knows about from some far off place to bring to the NBA, who be the next Dirk Nowitzki or Luka Doncic or
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Wow. I was going to say Greek Freak, but okay, that was impressive.
Come on, man. Say it right. Give him some respect.
That was great. I'm impressed. So that's Adam Sandler's character. And so he's a grizzled NBA scout, which in all sports is a very, very underappreciated job. Right. Guys travel all over and looking for the next best kid out there. And it is thankless. And he's tired of it. He wants to get off the road. And he's given a new job with the Philadelphia 76ers by the owner, who is played by Robert Duvall. He is going to be an assistant coach. He's going to be on the bench. Actually, not on the bench. He's going to be behind the bench, as Robert Duvall says. But he'll be in the arena, off the road. Very happy. Very, very excited. Problem is, Bobby Duvall, owner of the Sixers, passes away unexpectedly. So his son, who is going to manage the team, not the nicest guys in the world, doesn't really get along with Adam Sandler, says, you know what? You're not going to be a coach anymore. We need to get back out looking for that next diamond in the rough for us.
And part of it was because there was a German player that the owner's son really wanted.
Yes.
Adam Sandler's character did not want. They took him anyway. Didn't work out. Now they're sending him back on the road to go find the next guy.
So poor Adam Sandler, and his home life is he's married to Queen Latifah, and she's happy he's going to be off the road, and they've got a young daughter, and he doesn't see very much. So that makes good for the family that he's going to be off the road, but boom, back on the road again. So he goes off to this, let's say Madrid, to look for this next great guy, and I can't remember how this happens, but he it's late at night. He wants to go just shoot around. This is Adam Sandler.
Right. Because like they gave him a couple of prospects. They didn't work out. So he's all pissed off.
So let's go shoot around, work off some energy and go find a court somewhere. And he finds this court and there is a huge amount of people watching.
Oh, yeah. It's pandemonium.
Pickup game. Pandemonium. And it's pandemonium because it's obviously it's a pickup game that people go to see, like the maybe like the Rucker League in Brooklyn and the Drew League in Los Angeles. And he sees a kid playing who is going to be our star here, who is playing. I believe he had no shirt on. He's wearing construction boots.
Correct.
And he's just amazing. He stops everything coming his way. He's draining threes. He's going to the hoop. He's dunking on people left and right. People are going crazy. And I think there's money on the game too, is right?
Yes.
There's money being thrown around as well. And he's just an eye opener. And Adam Sandler sees the guy. This could be him. And that's where the story kind of takes off. I loved this movie. I just thought it was
a lot of fun.
It was entertaining. It was heartfelt.
It had a lot of energy.
Yeah. The basketball stuff is really well done. So, you know, but we can talk about this a little bit more later, but most sports movies suck because the actual playing part usually looks horrible.
Right.
This was really good, I think, in a number of ways on that level, because the actual game playing was pickup games and also scrimmages that these guys go through in front of scouts. And it wasn't NBA game stuff. It wasn't, you know, that level of sport, which is a lot harder to film, I'm sure.
Right. Well, you got to fill the arena too.
You got to fill the arena and you got a whole court. You got all these players. This was, you know, on a smaller scale, but it was done really well. Now, of course, you've got real NBA players too.
Playing. Yeah, that helps. And,
right. So, but you still got to direct them. They still got to do the things you want them to do and still camera angles and sounds and shots. It's not simple. This was done really, really well. And the outdoor stuff was done really well, I thought.
Oh, well, you mean the pickup games at all the parks?
Pickup games. Yeah, yeah.
That was fun. Well, you know, the one park where he was playing against, what's his name? What's his name from the Sixers? God, I can't remember his name. Toby. Tobias Harris.
Tobias Harris, yep.
When he was going one-on-one with Tobias Harris, that park, that's around the corner from where I grew up.
Well, there you go.
That's right down the street from my mom. And Geno Steaks is right behind it. You know, which the same
Geno's
as Geno's.
Oh, Pats is in the show, not Geno's.
Well, there's two, Pats and Geno's. Geno's is right behind the park.
But Pats is in the movie.
Yes. Yeah. So that was fun. I mean, to me, it was fun too, because I'm watching all this stuff. I'm like, oh, I know that. And I know that place. Sure. And I know that place. But what was nice about it, though, they weren't super obvious about it.
No.
Like, it wasn't blatant. It wasn't like, oh, we're in Philadelphia. You know, like if you're in New York, oh, we're at Rockefeller Center. Oh, we're at Madison Square Garden. It was kind of just, you know, incidental.
Did you recognize that street that Adam Sandler made Juancho run?
I don't know if they still do it. There was a bike race in Philadelphia, and there was this one section in Philadelphia, Manayunk. So there's the Manayunk Wall, and that was always the climb. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty steep. It is really, really steep because the bike racers have to do it like 10 times because it's a series of laps around Philadelphia. So, and it's right outside of Fairmount Park.
Ah, so, okay. So that's a place. So
everyone. Oh, yeah. It's a place.
Yeah.
The Manayunk Wall.
So, you know, it's a heartfelt, nice, heartwarming story. Mm-hmm. The kid, we don't know this at the time, but the kid, Juancho, has a little bit of a history. And Adam Sandler doesn't know this history. He had a little bit of violent tendencies in his life and in Spain. And it gets out. And all of a sudden, the Sixers want no part of it. They want no part of him. And they drop him, right?
Yep.
And so Adam Sandler decides to take on the kid as a separate entity. I still believe in you, even though you have a little past. I still gonna believe you. I'm gonna train you. You're still not. You need to be better shape. You're not NBA ready. You got all the skills, but we gotta get you to the next level. So I'm gonna do this on my own. And he's paying for the kid's hotel room, but without telling his wife, Queen Latifah. He's paying for a lot of getting him to Philadelphia, and
$9 cans of Pringles. $9. Don't forget that.
Yes. Juancho likes the junk food, but doesn't eat it all. He just likes ordering it, I think.
You know what, by the way? That one scene where he's sitting there and he's just, you know, he walks into the room and he's got like 15 cheesesteaks all around.
Yeah.
And he just took like one bite from each one.
I'm going to try them all.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was kind of neat too, though. Again, they were kind of subtle about it, but like he's talking about the one sandwich. He's, oh, this Ishka Bibbles. Well, that's a place on South Street. And then the sweatshirt that Adam Sandler's wearing, the Federal Donut sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Well, that's the place we went. Yeah. That's Solomonov. And that's the place we went to. Yeah. We went there for donuts, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I think we did. We got donuts there.
And we went to the Humasaria.
I forget what that place was called. But yeah. So it's, you know, it was kind of neat the way it was all set up with that. And the hotel he stayed at, the Lowe's.
Yeah.
That's where our boy Whiskey Guy Rob stayed a couple years ago when he was in town.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't know why there's a Philly connection to this, because the principals involved are not Philly that we know of. LeBron's not a Philly guy. I don't think Maverick Carter is. I think they're both from Ohio. Adam Sandler's not a Philly guy. But it's good. I mean, Philly's a mecca of basketball in the same way that New York.
Well, wait. Here's your answer right here.
Who?
The director grew up in South Philadelphia.
There you go. Okay, we got it.
Here we go. Jeremiah Zagar, or Zagar, I guess. The director, editor, additional crew. Jeremiah grew up in South Philly, spending most afternoons in dark movie theater or wandering the aisles of the local TLA video store. In 2008, he completed his first documentary, In a Dream, which screened theatrically across the U.S. and film festivals around the world. Broadcast on HBO, shortlisted for an Academy Award, yada, yada, yada.
Interesting.
So.
Wow. So there's our Philly connection. Bingo. Why they chose. But Philly is a mecca. It is a Keystone State of basketball. So much basketball greatness has come out of Philly. The streets of Philly, the playgrounds, great players have come out of Philly. Well, there's so many schools there, right? Colleges, and the connections are just endless. I mean, it's crazy. We had talked about the Showtime Lakers of the 80s. The coaching staff was, you know, Philly based. So it's great. I love it. Because it would be easy to do in New York. It would be way too easy to do in New York. This is great that it's in Philly, I think. And we probably should talk. We have to talk about all the cameos.
Oh, my God.
All the faces in this. It was ridiculous.
Well, we mentioned Kenny Smith, which I thought he did a really nice job. He was good.
Yeah, he was acting, right? I mean, Juancho was really good.
He was.
I mean,
he was very good.
He had to leave the Utah Jazz to film this.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's a current NBA player. He had to leave his gig, his day gig, to go film a movie. He was very good, very funny. Anthony Edwards is his nemesis, and he's a number one pick. Now he plays with the Timberwolves. He was really good. If I didn't know who he was, I would have said, that kid's an actor. He's really good. he's really good.
You know, he almost had he was like Jamie Foxx and Jimmy Butler. Combined. Yeah. just the attitude and everything.
When I first saw him, I thought, is that Zion Williamson? Because I've seen he's done a few things too, and he was really good as well. And this kid can really act if he's not a basketball player.
He was
good. Boy, the list is long. Here's your list: Trey Young, Jordan Clarkson, Chris Middleton, Aaron Gordon, Kyle Lowry, Seth Curry, Luka Doncic, Tobias Harris, Tyrese Maxey, Matisse Thybulle, Aaron McKee retired. Julius Erving, Dr. J, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Allen Iverson, Dirk Nowitzki, Coach Brad Stevens of the president of Celtics, Doc Rivers, coach of the Sixers, Dave Joerger, another coach, Mark Jackson, former coach, former player, ABC, ESPN announcer, Sergio Scalario is a coach, Jose Calderon, Leandro Barbosa, Alex Abrines, Maurice Cheeks, former Sixer and coach, Boban Marjanovic, Moritz Wagner, another player. I mean, it's crazy how many guys they got in this. It's really cool how they used all these guys.
Yeah, and they've got pretty much the whole current lineup. One thing I didn't get, though, or one thing I didn't quite understand was Kyle Lowry. Like, what was he doing with Philly? Although he is from Philadelphia, and he played at Villanova. So maybe they just brought him in.
He had a Philly jersey on? I don't remember.
No, but I'm saying he was in the movie, but I don't know why Kyle Lowry would have been, but.
Well,
and he was hanging out with all the Sixers.
I didn't remember that. Okay. And there's also a fair amount of Spanish national team players, including Juancho's brother, Willie, who actually I think is in the NBA. So I think he's with New Orleans, I think it's with the Pelicans. So you've got this really diverse basketball cast, which is, makes it, of course, that makes it so much more real. It's an NBA movie. You better should have some NBA stuff in it. And they do. It's really good. So ultimately, without giving too much away, if it's a feel-good story at the end, I don't know, do we want to give out a spoiler alert? I mean, the movie just came out.
Like you said, it's a feel-good movie with a lot of heart. So, I mean, it's going to be a happy ending, but that's okay. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
It totally is. Let me talk about Adam Sandler for a minute. I'm not a huge Adam Sandler fan of his movies. I'm just, they're the squawky Adam Sandler is not my favorite Adam Sandler, the kind of crazy guy. I like Adam Sandler playing a real person. He's playing a real person here.
Oh yeah, and absolutely.
He's an everyman. What's he in his probably 50s or so?
Right? He's my age. He's like a few months older than me. So he's 55.
Okay. So he's just every guy, every man. He's got dreams of being a little bit higher on the totem pole, and it hasn't worked out for him in life. Maybe he'll get there. Maybe he'll not, but he's going to get beaten up along the way.
There was a line he said in the movie, and I can't remember it. It was like, 55-year-old men don't have dreams.
That was a great line. He's really good in this kind of role. I wish he would do more of this kind of thing. And
yeah. Well, he might, though, as he's getting older.
Yeah, he might. You know, yeah, hopefully.
He might transition into that.
Because he's also really funny in this, too. He's the funny dad. He's the funny husband. He's the funny coworker and snarky and bitter. And
he's just like us.
He's us. And that's it, right?
He's every man. He's every 55-year-old man.
But he has more hair.
Well, yeah.
Adam Sandler was not why I watched this movie. I watched it because it was the NBA. I was pleasantly surprised that it was Adam Sandler and he was in the lead in this.
You know, when he's good, he's really good. Like, I liked his early stuff. I still like Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore just cracks me up. I kind of like Anger Management. That's kind of a fun movie with him and Jack Nicholson. And a few others, you know, like Big Daddy. Did you see the last one? The dramatic one he did? The, what was it called?
The Jewel Thief one?
Yeah, well, he wasn't a jewel thief. It was Uncut Gems. Or he's a jeweler, but he's got a gambling problem.
Yeah. I did not see it.
And that also revolves around the NBA. And it was right around the time when the Celtics actually won the title. Mm-hmm. Because Kevin Garnett's in it.
I would highly recommend it. In fact, I recommend it to somebody who's taking a long flight in a few days. I said, download it. It's good.
I mean, it's every sports movie.
It is.
It's Rocky.
But there's a lot of Rocky to it, you know?
Oh, yeah. The whole thing with the steps. Right? I mean, it's a nice little homage to it. You can't avoid it with Philadelphia. You really just can't.
That's true.
It's just impossible to get away from
it. Ever present.
Yeah, the whole thing. But it was really, really well done. The only things I didn't like, and they were just small little nitpicks, I didn't like the guy who played the son. That, you know, winds
the
up running the team.
Play the son. So where do I know that guy from?
Well, he's Ben Foster is the actor. The only other movie I think I've seen him in was Hell or High Water, which I really liked, which was him and him, Chris Pine, and I think Jeff Bridges. That was actually really good, but I didn't like him in this movie at all. So I don't know. He's been around. Hell or High Water was good.
I'm looking at his IMDb. I don't recall him in all these things, but I've seen the face so many times. So interesting.
Yeah, I didn't care for him in the character. That was kind of annoying. You know, he just plays the bratty kid who takes over the team, you know, who thinks he knows more than he does.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with the hand, that was kind of silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't care for that little storyline. Couldn't they just be like a washed up team that just didn't do well or choked?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we needed that little angle of the story, but whatever. You know, they were very, very small. They didn't make a big deal out of it. It was just kind of like, you know, you had to comment on it.
There was an interesting thing at the end with kind of change in management of the team with this guy's, the daughter of Bobby Duvall coming in. And she always had a liking to Adam Sandler and brings Adam Sandler back into the fold. That's nice.
And yeah, it was good.
Women's empowerment in sports management. That was nice. I think I just read, I was going to bring this up, that this movie is the highest aggregate on Rotten Tomatoes. It has an 89. It makes it the third highest of Adam Sandler's movies behind The Meyerowitz Stories and Uncut Gems.
Oh, actually, you know what? The Meyerowitz Stories is really good.
But it's 94% amongst Adam Sandler fans. It's higher than Happy Gilmore. it is well liked within the Adam Sandler fan base. So
it's a fun movie. Nice. It's well done. Yes. You know, it's really well shot. I like the way the scenes are shot, the whole thing where, you know, where he goes on and kind of gets the kid on social media with Julia Serving and it goes viral.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
You know, but I have one question. I don't follow a lot of that stuff, you know, all the nitty gritty behind the recruiting and all that. But did they really do all that stuff with the recruiters? What would they call that? You know, there was the big event they had to get him to play that scrimmage game that they went to New York for.
Yes. So before the draft in all sports, I don't know about hockey, but definitely in basketball and football, is you have what's it called? The words out of my head. You get all these guys who are potential draft choices together to work out. Not always a scrimmage. It's also they're weighed, they're measured, they're interviewed, they're psychological testing. They're put through the paces to see if we're going to draft this guy and spend $10 million on him, we want to know we're getting, you know, we're making the right choice. It's a hiring decision, right? So yes, they do that. I think that was supposed to be the combine, basically the combine.
Oh, so that's like a real thing?
Oh yeah. Pre-draft. I don't know about the, remember there's a second version of that. There was a second game.
Right.
I don't know how legit that kind of stuff is. A lot of these kids, their agents won't let them do a lot of things like that because they're afraid of them getting hurt.
Well, yeah, right.
So if you get hurt, all of a sudden you are dead meat and you won't be drafted or your value is going to drop right off the cliff. So I think that was a little more TV or more for movie based, not legit. I think that kind of stuff happened years ago when the money wasn't as big. Mm-hmm. Now I think everything's under a controlled environment. Agents aren't going to let these guys do a thing. A lot of kids don't go to these kind of pre-draft workouts because they are afraid of getting hurt. It usually hurts them because no one knows what they're
really getting. I'm actually surprised they still do like the All-Star game with like, you know, the dunk contest and all that.
The difference is those guys have contracts.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
They're signed already. Right. But this is before you have a contract. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more. That's why kids leave college after a season, because you could get hurt in your sophomore year.
Right, and you didn't do anything.
Might as well go get paid.
Right, college will be there. The NBA won't. You could always go back to school.
That's right.
I mean, it's not easy. But
you may not get a scholarship, but yes, you can go back to college. You may not get an NBA contract. And then what you're doing is you're going and playing in B leagues, C leagues, D leagues, in Turkey, Israel, the Philippines, Croatia, you're hoping that one day you might get back to the minor leagues of the NBA before you get maybe to the NBA. This has been done in other sports too. They're the minor league systems in other leagues. Wasn't there a movie called The Scout? I think it was
Wasn't that Albert Brooks?
Might have been Albert Brooks. So. Yeah. About a Yankee pitcher, I think. John Hamm was a scout.
Oh, that was fun. I like that one. When he gets the
kid from India.
Yeah, he gets the cricket player.
It's not an untapped story.
Right.
But it was nice to see it in basketball. It was nice. So I think we gave it 2 thumbs up, I say, right?
You know, put it this way. Usually I put on a movie around 9 o'clock and I get my comfy spot on the couch and I pass out. I didn't pass out. I made it through twice. So when I watch it again, I liked it.
At Mr. Sandler, Angelo did not pass out.
No, man. You kept me awake. It was fun, man. It was fun. It also made me hungry for cheesesteaks, but that's beside the point.
There you go. It was home-based. Well,
yeah, it was good.
So we like that. Do we like the whiskey?
I like the whiskey a lot.
I just poured some more.
Like I said, I want to get a bottle of this. I just haven't found it. So Greg, if you're listening, if you're watching, if you're going to go listen to the podcast, hook a brother up.
Hey, hook a brother up.
Hook a brother up. You know what I'm saying?
Joshua Jason from Single Cast Nation, hook a brother up.
I'll pay for it.
He'll pay for it. How about your Benash? Does that place have it?
I haven't been there in a while. I was talking about that a little while ago. I got to take a ride. I would think they do because they carry a lot of stuff from Impex. They carry a lot of like the obscure stuff.
Mr. Filmus can probably let you know where it's available in the New York, New Jersey area, Philly area. All right. Well, we enjoyed this whiskey. The Single Cast Nation Wolf Island, Undisclosed Island Distillery, Single Malt Whiskey, Water of Life Film Collaboration.
What the hell are you saying? What are you saying?
There's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on that label. I don't know.
It is the Single Cast Nation, the Water of Life Whiskey.
How'd you do that?
It's right there. I'm reading it on the screen. I got three screens, bro. Three.
Oh, man. You're cool. So thumbs up for the whiskey. Thumbs up for Adam Sandler's Netflix.
So that's four thumbs. Do we have four thumbs? We do.
We do have four thumbs. We do. And they're opposable.
I'm saying you got two and I got two.
That's four.
That's four. All right, good. We could do math. Oh, you know what? By the way, before we end, a couple interesting things. We didn't see Embiid till the very end, but they do mention Embiid where they rumor the trade.
Was he in it? He's not
in it. He was briefly in it because they had the they had the tip off when they had the final game when
and that was him. That was him in it.
Yeah, I think it was. You just saw him for a glimpse of Embiid.
Okay. Was he actually in the end credit?
I don't know, but I think I saw him briefly. But didn't they mention something about they were talking about trades?
Yes,
and they were trying to work a deal with Embiid.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that editing went down to the last minute.
Right.
Before release last week. Because the 76ers are a drama case of drama cases.
These days, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And
there's no Ben Simmons or James Harden mentioned in the...
And maybe we'll save this in another one, but you saw the Hacks episode, right, with the Trust the Process?
Yes.
That was hysterical.
Now, that never came... That never was brought up.
Where?
The Trust the Process. Was that mentioned in the Hustle?
No. I was just saying that, we've got the movie with the Sixers, then you've got Hacks with the whole Trust the Process thing.
Correct.
And that episode, of course, airs 2 weeks after they get eliminated out of the finals, out of the second round.
Trust the Process, that term is so funny because it is so, it's a 76ers term. No one says that no one's ever said that, those three words outside of the 76ers. And that whole era is now over.
Pretty
but
much.
It's still that term is used, right? Because new management. New funny. Management.
So, that's funny.
Anyway.
So anyway.
I think we are done. This will be a podcast soon.
One show, one drink.
One show, one drink. Thank you. It'll be fun. It'll be short. Shorter than this. And not live.
Nope. And, not at all. Not at
it'll
all.
Be edited down to about 14 seconds.
We can do it. You know what we're going to edit it to? We're going to say the name of the movie. We're going to say the drink. And we're going to say four thumbs up. Thank you and good night.
Good night. Drive safe.
That's it. That's
Don't
it.
Hit anything.
So, sir, it was a pleasure. Thank you for the sample.
You're welcome.
And shall we roll the end credits?
I think we should roll the end credits.
All right, let me roll the end credits. Let me do that. Let me find them. I got to find the end credits.
Good night, everybody.
Mission Control. I got three screens. I don't know where they are. It might be on my fourth screen.
Don't push the red button.
Oh, not the red button. Not the red button. All right, I'm going to do it.
Boom.
Peace.
If you enjoy this show, please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Audible, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. You can also find us on boozedancing.com. And if you have any questions, comments, show, or drink suggestions, email us at boozedancing@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.